chain just to check out what all we radio. July the 4th, 4th of July, we're having a big celebration.
Okay, that's
fine.
It's going to be food. That's all right.
There is going to be a little bit of those
kind of things. A little bit of food.
I mean,
I read somebody on Facebook say, don't invite me to your cookout. I don't drink Dr. Thunder. I said, oh, my God. Man, people will come up with some stuff. I don't drink Dr. Thunder. I said, well, come on. That's what we have. We drink Dr. Thunder. I want to come. That would be awesome. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Which is so. I mean, it's just so hard now, with everybody. People are vegans, and then they're plant based diet. I mean, it frustrates you in preparing stuff because you don't have anything for us, and you don't have anything for us. That is.
I usually like when I do stuff. I always include this one vegan dish. But especially with my children now, I don't have my children. My children brought it all.
Well, that's when you just do a veggie and a fruit salad, something like that. And then, you know, and your basic, that's what I would do, you know, for the ones that who just like.
How many people are you expecting?
For the event?
Mm-hmm.
Probably about 200 people. Okay.
You expecting me, so I'm going to be 200 in one.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming. Definitely. I feel like this is going to be so important. When I was thinking about all the big, you know, things that you're going to do as far as like with the people who want to do movies and things like that, you know, it's like, and I didn't say anything about it, but I was like, all right, this is really, really going to be big. And then, you know, my mind was like, okay, so when big stuff comes, he's going to get you busy for the little stuff. So then you think about the little old me.
But the one thing that I have mastered myself on is never forgetting the bridges that brought me to baseball. That's one of the things is I came up in church and ministries, they got big, God blessed them, and they forgot. And I promised God and a few faithful people that if he will just do what he promised, he would do. I would be just thankful for everything he did. Because if you think about it, if you're doing it for him, and I think sometimes people forget, they along the way they get so used to being popular that they forget. And I don't want to be popular and miss God.
That's fine. And people do, you know, looking for prestige and different things like that. And that's some of the things I think that I'll never forget. You know, where I came from, period.
Okay, so one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to see me
So what's the time on
the wall?
What is that?
Just a tool to help you be able to count your times. So you'll be
able Gotcha. Which camera
are you looking at? This one here. Yeah, but it's just for you. It's a tool for you.
Okay, gotcha. So you need a...
I've noticed all that. Because you never go long.
I'd be ready to get off this. They'd be walking me out of here.
Well, the problem is, you know, the lines, they've been lit up ever since I went live.
But then we need to go.
There were 7 calls early, 9 down to 2, I think.
And then we're going to do the Vimeo. I got to start getting that together, getting all this stuff together. Next week, I think it's going to be a much better week for me.
Of getting things done.
Getting things done, exactly.
That would be wonderful to know. I think you just pulled in so many different directions.
Yeah, and I understand
how we. Is that a Surface Pro? Is that a Surface Pro that's the detach? Is it an iPad?
Yeah, the iPad.
With a keyboard?
You got her picture up there too,
Lisa? I'm gonna put it up.
March. I think the big time.
Politically, you reach some good amount of people on your live on a regular basis to suggest that your platform is getting bigger. Hello. But you, that means you got to take some more.
Hello, blessings, blessings, blessings. God bless everybody. This is your opportunity right now to like and also share this broadcast. I am so excited. Once again, we're here with Prophetic Fire with your favorite show host, Apostle Laura Campbell. And I have a very, very special guest with me. I have Pastor Michelle Watson. All the way from Refresh Ministries, and I am so excited about it. I am so, look, we ain't even worthy. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we're going to just introduce her. If you do not know her, you will know her out by, I'm telling you, this broadcast is going to be on fire. So get your friends and your family on this broadcast tonight and tell them you got the women of God on here. And we're going to pray. Y'all know we're going to pray. We're going to prophesy. We're going to speak into your life. But we got an awesome message. Now, I'm gonna let Pastor Michelle talk because, you know, I can talk. So we're going to turn it over to Pastor Michelle.
Hey, everyone. I am Pastor Michelle Godfrey Watson from Refresh Ministries right here in Jacksonville, Florida. 8919 Lem Turner Road. That is on the north side. I said the north side. And we are just doing wonderful things, outreach. We are in the community doing a bunch of stuff. And I was an apostle today, and we were out there getting it in. So we're just grateful unto the Lord to be here, and just thank you for this platform. We're really having an amazing time, and thank you, sister, for this tonight.
Thank you.
Really, you know, be a blessing to people.
I believe it. I believe that. And again, I'm the apostle of the Prophetic Institute and Healing Center at 1436 Edgewood Avenue West. We are right next door to the Hospital of Faith and right behind the Edgewood Avenue Post Office.
Mm-hmm.
The service times are Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. You are more than welcome to join us any one of those church services. I'm telling you, we have the grace of God here. Now, you want to tell us about your church?
Absolutely. What time? Absolutely. Wednesdays, we go live via Zoom. Our services at 7:30 p.m. And on Sundays, most times, we are outside doing drive-in service. And our service time is at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. So if you're in the area, just drive on up and be a part of what's going on the north side.
Amen, amen. Now God has given me a word. I am so excited. I want to encourage some people on today. Y'all know I'm a build you up. I'm not going to send you down. So God has given me a message today. And he told me to encourage some women in leadership. We want to talk about some things about some women that are in leadership right now,
yeah.
Whether it's ministry or you're ahead of a business or ahead of a company,
yeah,
in corporate America. And what I love how God connected us it's so similar of our story.
Yes, yes.
It was so awesome how we were talking today, and it was just like, yeah, we were getting the end of that. If they only knew the work, amen, the behind the scenes, before the hair and the makeup, before the cameras are rolling, ministry does not sleep. So today, we were out and we were talking about, you know, some of the experiences you've had in corporate America, business, as well, because I said, you know what, Pastor Michelle, you know, it's wonderful that you got a husband. You know, see, I can talk about it on the aspect of Pastor Michelle said, let me tell you something.
I sure did.
It ain't always been like this. Because I said, you know, because I'm going to put Pastor Watson as the attack dog. I'm sending them on phone. But she said, it ain't always been like that.
It sure has.
You know, and yeah. You want to give me some experiences that you've had as a single pastor?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people don't realize, you know, Pastor Robert and I have been married now for a little bit, and we got married in 2016. And so when this ministry started 9 years ago, it was just me, myself, and I. And so it's been very challenging. And then imagine, you know, I was talking about this before, I'm from up north, I'm from New York,
right.
Okay? So then
we're
naturally, and my husband teaches me, we're naturally aggressive people. But it's just, I didn't say we're passionate, but coming to the South and migrating down to the South and then being in ministry in the South, it's been very challenging.
Right.
And so sometimes when you say things, sometimes your voice can be heard.
Yeah.
And then what happens is that there's a misconception that you're too aggressive at times,
right.
Because you have to then kind of push your...
On
that, I realized that, you know what, I'm at a point now, I don't push, I don't fly, I don't
right.
any of that.
Right.
All I do is sit back and watch God move.
Amen, amen. Now, that is so wonderful because, like I said, we have such similar stories.
Yeah.
You know, I came from Iowa.
Iowa.
And you know what they always say when it says about Iowa, but we ain't gonna say. But let it alone, we know what people always say when they hear that I came from Iowa. And coming from Iowa, it's like, wow, you know, pretty much, how did you get here?
Right.
And, of course,
right.
I tell people, and
very challenging because I remember I was telling before that somebody had mentioned to me, they said, you know, they said, Michelle, Jacksonville is really small.
Right.
And yeah, it's a lot of land, but it's a lot of people. Everybody, somebody knows somebody.
Right.
See, it wasn't like that in New York.
Right.
It's not a lot of area, but it's like 50, 11 people.
Right.
So, but when I came here, everybody knew everybody.
Right.
But it was kind of hard to navigate your way through. So like I said, with current publication, you make some mistakes. Let's be real. You make mistakes. You know, I tell people that's how pencils have erasers.
That's right.
You know, you make mistakes, but then you learn from the mistakes, and then you move forward.
That's so true. Because even in my experience as a leader, a younger woman, an apostle, you know, a lot of times, because I started out, I didn't take what I had to the corporate world.
Sure.
Only because I learned earlier on, people didn't like the profession.
Right.
You know,
right, right.
I mean, loans with houses and cars and things
right.
like that, or
right.
husbands
right.
and money falling from the ceiling, that's fine. But when you begin to go in to cut the heel, they don't like that.
It's a whole other thing.
Right. So I learned to keep my mouth closed in there, and I'll be like, okay, God, you know, you have to give me, because every position that I ever had was always an assignment.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I learned, and even in my assignments, that, you know, things that God would send me in to do, it was to speak something to bring to pass and bring people on a greater level in the corporate world. Because a lot of people don't believe in, you know, women pastors, prophets, apostles. You know, they don't, you know, because they're going to go what Paul said, you know.
But you know, Apostle, I found it so interesting, even with what I do secularly. So, it's interesting. I began to go in affirmation.
Okay.
And then how the Lord worked this thing. As I started getting promoted and then promoted and promoted, I now have a team. And I do this affirmation with the team. And then how God fixed this thing is that even everyone on my team now, everyone on my team is there.
Wow.
And so I said that I just could not be the glory.
Wow.
I mean, when you put in that in the tears, you sitting there, you're in prayer. There'll be many a day, you know, you just come in your office and you sit there, I'll be playing worship. And you see how crazy it was. I would play the Atomic Prayer by Dr. Trent.
Wow.
And I would have it play 24 hours a day in my office. And when I was managing one of the office branches, it would take 24 hours a day because I said I wanted that work released into the atmosphere. So that way, when I came into work, because I worked in this kind of a free area, when I came into work, that there'd be a whole different atmosphere when I came in. You got to understand, and people have to understand that, you know, when you're even in corporate America, there's ways you can do, even right now, you know, I happen to be working from home, but in my office, you better best believe that there's prayer going on.
Amen. Amen. And prayer is so important. That's what, you know, cleansing the atmosphere, you know, driving back the demonic forces, you know, because we don't know what goes on behind closed doors and what they bring in to the workforce.
That's the truth.
You know, and I learned along the way, you know, how to bring the prophetic in without saying, God said,
right?
You know, I would just come out in just regular conversations and, you know, just, hey, what do you think about this? Or, hey, what do you think about that? Because I had to do my assignment while I was there, you know, because it's an assignment. But, you know, that's what God does. He does give us that wisdom to be able to bring what we need to bring to the table, you know, because God didn't place us in a place of authority, not, you know, pour out oil for it to be wasted.
That's correct.
You know, I've never seen God pour out. Now, he might tell them to pour out some oil, you know, as a sacrifice. But when he pour out the oil as his sacrifice, it's not to be wasted. And I did not ever waste the oil of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I utilized the gift that God has given me to encourage, to build up. And that's what God showed me about you. You are a builder. You know, people are so busy building ministries that they're not building people. And what God showed me that about you, I got so excited because I'm a builder too. I'm an encourager. I'm a backer. I'm a pusher. And that's what I see in you.
You know, Pastor, and that's so, that, and I appreciate that, and thank you. But, you know, you hear people say, you know, it's one thing to get someone to fish,
right.
But it's another thing to teach them how to fish.
Yes.
And that's the thing. If I can teach you how to do that, after we had come back from doing that whole outreach thing,
right.
We came back to the ministry, and a young lady who I didn't even know had been watching us came to me today. So we were delivering some things to the daycare, and she walked over and she said, I want to talk to you. I said, okay, let's talk, you know? And the first thing that I found out is she began to share some things with me about her walk and how she had not been in church and how she had wanted to come back to Christ and everything. So I began to share with her. And then I said, it was funny you just said that, because I said to her this today, I said, it matters to me. That's what's inside of you comes out of you. That you birth what God has given you.
Yes.
And see, a lot of times in your yourself, and I just believe that if you help people and you push people and you help them birth up inside of them, you're so much more powerful than you.
Even when
you're running a business, you know, when I was running an office, even now, when you have people that just end up fully equipped, we get so much, this is so good. We get so territorial.
That's right. That's true.
You know, we get very territorial. We want to just, you know, maintain and just hover over everything. But if you empower people to do stuff, do you know how many more people that you'd be able to reach?
Right.
Just the fact of us connecting and saying, okay, Apostle, hey, let's meet and do this. Now you're reaching people. Then you connect with somebody.
Right.
We're meeting a church tomorrow. They're reaching people. And that's what it's about. Guess what? You're building kingdom.
That's right. That's so
kingdom.
Important. And when you find your tribe, your like-minded people,
yes.
It makes it so much easier. You know, we don't have to fight.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to hover like squirrels over a nut and go run and bury. You know, we can, you know, share, you know, and see others blessed. You know, what I learned in ministry that a lot of things that God showed me that, you know, in my prophetic, that God allowed me to speak over others' lives, I think it happened for me too.
Amen.
You know? So I always want to speak a word of encouragement. I always want to speak a word of change in someone's life. You know, I've learned because I started, I told you, I just started 1 year pastoring.
Yeah.
You know, because God had me evangelizing more than pastoring. So now as the pastoral, I didn't want to do it. You know, I didn't want to do it. I say, well, God, you know those people, you know, because I'd just rather do what I do and keep it moving, drop what I got to drop and keep going. But God had me to pastor. And in the pastoring, and I was like, okay, God, I realized that it's more to just dropping what you got to drop. Because my church is about teaching and training to send you out on your own. I tell them, if you're sitting here 10, 20 years, then I'm not doing my job. I don't want to see you 10 or 20 years. I expect you to learn and go out and do your own work and make other disciples the same. And that's what the Prophetic Institute is all about. Teaching, training to send you out to go do your own work. You know, because I feel like if I have people I got to reach, you have people you got to reach, and if we're sitting in the same building, somebody ain't reaching somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And, I mean, think about it. Everyone has their words to learn.
That's right.
You know, I'm not going to give you the lane.
That's right.
Because God is giving me my own lane.
That's right.
And that's the thing. Know your lane.
That's right.
If I could say something to you tonight, know your lane. And then when you have your lane, you run in your lane.
Amen.
And you run well.
Amen.
And then begin to master your lane.
And, you know, we went on the single end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here it is, the marriage end of it. The beauty of the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
My attack dog that I'm sticking on folks for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have fixed you on some folks already, pastor.
Yes. I want to mess around with God. That's
Pastor Bill. Amen. Amen. And I love it because I love to see marriages in ministry. I think it's such a beautiful thing, you know, when the two can come together as one and build the kingdom.
It's awesome. I'll say, because Pastor Robert was pastoring a year before me.
Yes.
And so he came to Jacksonville. He's fortunate where what he does. From his career, he was able to move. And so when we came together, and I was saying before, and you say this, you know, my little relationship flow. Make sure.
That's right. I don't know. I was going to go right there. You already where I was going.
When you come together, make sure there's multiplication.
That's right.
Okay. When Pastor Robert and I came together, there was multiplication. You know, when we came together, it wasn't like, you know, we were barking to pay Paul.
That's right.
We came together and there was multiplication.
Amen. And you want somebody that you can pray with, that will cover you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if he can't cover you, minister to you, because a pastoral walk is tough.
You know,
it's not easy.
Oh, you get mentored. You get mentored because you hit something right there. Right there. I call it capacity.
That's right.
If you are with someone, they have to have the capacity.
That's right.
To cover you.
That's right.
It's very important because if they don't have the capacity, and especially being a strong woman, you know, it could be intimidating.
Almost definitely.
And so, if he wasn't comfortable in his skin, there I go again, right with my words, okay? But if he wasn't comfortable,
I'm not gonna go pass. I wait to after the ball pass.
All the refreshers probably laughing right now, right? But if he wasn't comfortable in his skin,
yes,
then it would be an area of opportunity, a challenge.
That's right.
You know, he walks, he's extremely creative.
Yes.
He's creative in areas that I'm not creative in.
Oh, that's what I love how God put that thing in.
And I'm going to tell you, and you're talking about a teacher, this man can walk that Bible and not even open it from Genesis mm-hmm. to Revelation and backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And he can teach you. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's phenomenal. And how God blessed us, and see, I'm a preacher, the evangelist, I'm like,
right,
all the
right, right.
I'm
right.
And the party.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's right.
He is the sound, and this is, you know, the way it is. And it's so funny because in your thousand and ten, right? Because if something gets where, you know, I'm like too much. This is something that you know,
right.
To give it. And he's right on it.
Right.
So it has to complement.
And that's so awesome and so amazing. So, you know, as we're talking about women in leadership and women in ministry, you've got to have someone that can have that capacity.
Correct.
That's when, because if they're not in the capacity to cover you or they're intimidated by you, that's how strife gets in.
Correct.
That's how the tear is in there with the wheat, you know, and then it's a battle, and then it's, you know, competition and different things that comes in. And I've seen it. I witnessed it, and I've seen it as well. So I love to see what God has done in your ministry. You know, I visited some years ago when you were on Southside, you know, and now you were in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So I got to get over there. Right. Literally, you're in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So it's no reason if you and your sister and your brother in your neighborhood that you can't go by and go visit, you know. So I definitely have to come and visit. And so I'm very excited. I want you to share that church address again and the time.
8519 Lynn Turner Road, that's in Jacksonville, Florida. And our time on Sunday is at 10 a.m. and on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m.
And Refresh is about outreach and giving. And
we have a motto. We say, wherever you are in life, you can begin again. Refresh is stored in you.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love that. And, of course, I'm Apostle Laura Gamble of the Prophetic Institute and Healing Center at 1436 Edgewood Avenue West, right next door to the Household Place and right behind the Edgewood Avenue Post Office. Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Now, we're going to take some calls. I know y'all been listening. Y'all ready for us to pray? We're going to pray down fire. Glory to God. I feel like God is going to suffer the witch not to live today. I don't care what witch, warlock, soothsayer, demon, devil, demonic force, entity, and whatever has come your way. We've been cast it out in the name of Jesus. So now you got a chance to call in. Call in right now. Get the number on the screen. 563-999-3060. We want to pray. We want to encourage you on today. We want to speak a word of life into your life. We want to quicken you in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. So you got an opportunity right now to call. That number once again is 563-999-3060. So also, you got an opportunity. I want you to cash out. God has given me a significant amount, and it's not ever a whole lot of money because we ain't just trying to take no money. We make our own money. We go to work. She go to work. I go to work. You know, so it's not about the money, but we want you to name your seed on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you name your seed on tonight, we're going to pray. And we're going to bring, I'm telling you, I feel like God is going to breathe fire. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's going to breathe upon your seed, that it may germinate, that it may multiply. I know sometimes we can get tired of the visions and subtractions. So this is an opportunity that you can.
That you be anxious.
Yeah.
but everything through prayer and supplication.
My God.
When you walk in ministry, whether you walk in secularly,
yes,
you walk for the needy.
Yes. My God. Amen. Amen. And I'm 100% with you on that. Because sometimes we like to plan. And when God has the plan, we just got to flow with the ways of life. You know, and don't swim upstream because your arms don't get tired.
True. You're making sure you're reading the whole scroll. Eat the whole scroll.
Yes.
Don't pick out bits and pieces.
So I was destroying all
right.
this stuff, and I said, and it was like, months, no. It just may not have been the building for us,
that's
okay?
Right.
But I never, and let me tell you something, no, I carry this business plan where I went.
Amen.
And everywhere I went, I had it in my briefcase. And if something came up, I wrote something else down. And I had it in, I have it in a blue folder in my briefcase right now in my office. And I will tell you
that's awesome.
When we were able to do what we did, the property that we have now. I want to execute the plan.
Right, that's right. That's
what,
right.
Do you know your demographic?
Right.
Who are you ministering to?
Mm-hmm.
Who is in your community? Who are you talking to?
Right.
How do they communicate?
Right.
Is your level of communication effective where they can understand and they can perceive you?
Oh, God. There.
You know, we just want to church, right? But can we just do God?
That's right. That's right.
And what is he saying?
No. You're fine. We were just saying, it's not just dipping and shouting and just getting a prophetic word. That's a business aspect the church does as well. You know, so what are you doing business wise? Because this is about kingdom. Soon, so we can you can get more access to me. You don't have to just wait live. You can text me. You're going to be able to get those one-on-ones with me as well.
Amen.
And also, go ahead, and we want to talk about Refresh for these last few minutes.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. So we are Refresh Ministries, 8919 Lem Turner Road, and our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. and on Wednesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Let me tell you, though, like our page, we have a Refresh page. We also have a Refresh Leadership Academy page because we have a Leadership Academy at Refresh, and it teaches servant leadership through the vehicle of catering. And many people know us through catering. So like our page, Refresh and Refresh Leadership Academy, and then like my page, sure, send me a friend request. And it's Michelle Godfrey Watson, Pastor Michelle P. They call me P as well. And we're at 8919 Lem Turner Road. That's in Jacksonville, Florida, 32208.
Okay, wonderful.
May I just get my email?
Yes,
okay. So,
please.
And go check out our webpage, too. It is www.refreshmen.org. Refreshmen.org.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you didn't talk about some catering. You know, I like food now.
You know.
I didn't know about that. You done hit me to something now. So I'm going to be getting with you because your sisters don't like to cook like that.
Okay.
So we're gonna get with you and on some of those catering ministry.
Amen.
Something that's going to stick to my soul. Amen. Glory to God. So I thank God for each and every one of you all that have joined me every Friday night on this live broadcast with Prophetic Fire. I thank God for each and every one of you that have allowed me to pray for you. I never take it for granted. And I thank God for each one of you have shared the broadcast and also came in and been a part of the broadcast. I don't take it for granted, and I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And until next week, I'll see you probably again live. Make sure you like this and also share it. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Nelson. Justin. Testing 1, 2, 3.